Now, the shortened Republican convention is taking place at the Tampa Bay Times Forum, which is usually a hockey arena. NPR's Greg Allen stopped by the forum ahead of the festivities. He says the place has been transformed into a high-tech political stage with a single purpose: to launch Mitt Romney to the presidency.
Inside the Tampa Bay Times Forum, it's a vision in red, white, and blue. There's a nod to tradition, placards marking the sections reserved for each state's delegation. The stage appears to be paneled in dark wood. It's actually vinyl and said to be inspired by the architecture of Frank Lloyd Wright. It's framed by large video screens. They featured scenes from the 50 states during a rehearsal of one of the convention's key events, the roll call of states.
New Hampshire, testing 1-2. New Hampshire, a great state, a granite state, in the State of the Union, in New England.
The actual roll call of states is scheduled later today. On Sunday, student interns working with television producers were testing the audio and video feeds, playing the role of delegates. And some, like 23-year-old Kevin Franklin, a student at the University of South Florida, were loving it.
Absolutely phenomenal. I mean, nothing like it, you know, in our lifetimes. I'm so stoked for this happening. You know, I'm registered independent. I may not agree with all policies, but I love being a part of it.
Franklin stood at his microphone waiting to play his part in the roll call rehearsal and his moment in the spotlight.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the state you've all been waiting for. It is North Dakota. Certainly not South Dakota, but we are here today with our 28 delegates and we're ready to rock this house.
You get your moment in the spotlight, you want to take it.
Left turn, halt.
Preparing for his moment in the spotlight was Rudy Solis and five other members of a color guard made up by veterans. Every member was marching on a prosthetic leg.
We're the only amputee color guard in America.
The group is scheduled to present the colors for the Pledge of Allegiance, the National Anthem, and the opening prayer on Wednesday. And Solis wants it perfect.
Guys, stay on the cadence, focus. Doc, the first time you did it on the wrong foot, when you reverse colors, when you back up, you want to do it the way you're comfortable with that right foot.
It takes a lot of people to stage a political convention, and they've all been at the forum this week getting ready. The technical crews, the media, the volunteers, and of course, the politicians. Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz, a longtime Romney supporter, stepped briefly onto the stage and up to the podium to check things out in advance of his speech to the convention, originally scheduled for Monday night.
Just getting used to teleprompter and the podium and, you know, making sure you walk in the right place and don't create your own YouTube moment.
As he walked away from the microphone, he said it was thrilling after all these months to realize the GOP convention and his candidate's nomination is finally here.
I've just been relishing this day for a long time, and here we are, some 70-odd days away from the election. This is game on.
Unfortunately for Chaffetz, he was one of the speakers cut from the schedule after Republicans shortened the convention because of Tropical Storm Isaac. Although the storm now appears to have passed Tampa, the GOP has stockpiled umbrellas and rain ponchos just in case. Greg Allen, NPR News.